welcome to the penultimate day. Day 29 of the Everyday Novelist NaNoWriMo Right Through. I am joined by Kitty, who likes to call it
the Nano Gangbang, even though it's just the two of us reporting in today.
Maybe if we weren't so tired, we'd have enough personality to fill out a whole gang. Man, it's cold today. I spent a lot of time walking the dogs because they were getting so sick of being cooped up indoors because it's been so wet. Mm-hmm. And today, obligingly, instead of wet, it's cold. It's really goddamn cold.
Fortunately, the dogs do both love to just sit in front of the fire.
That's true. But they do get bored after a while. Like, one of them has figured out what the end credits sound like on a movie. It doesn't matter the movie. When the screen goes black and the credits start rolling, or the dialogue stops and the music starts going for a while, she, like, stands up, gets off, goes over to the door and whines. It's super cute.
That's a sign that we always have background television going on.
Well, I certainly have for the last few days. I took my own advice yesterday. I started just mainlining horror films to sort of help set the mood because I had such trouble getting into the groove. But before we get to that, how was your day today?
I went all out on studying marketing and didn't even open my manuscript today.
Oh, no. It's not good.
And I'm kind of deep into it, and at this point, I don't think I'm going to get to my manuscript tomorrow either.
Oh, you got to. I can't finish this alone. Oh.
Well, I'll still be here.
Well, that's good. I did hear a report from Dee Dee. She also is a zero today.
Mm-hmm.
Tori was a zero today for the same reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And me, well, oh boy, it's coming down to the wire. So I got 2,499 today.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what's worse. In my manuscript, if we want to be completely fair and above board, there's 247 words of notes.
Oh.
So I actually need to make it 50,247 in order to win. And I'm currently at 45,999. So I had a...
oh. So close.
Well, not really. I mean, there's over 4,000 words to go. I had the best day I've had in a while today, and it wasn't even 2,500.
Mm.
I missed 2,500 by one word. So, and I went... I mean, it's... Dude, we're recording this late.
That's when you type in the word, at the end of the sentence.
Right, yeah. If I was writing in Canadian, it would make everything go quicker. So they get an A.
What do you mean, eh?
So we're recording this way late at night because I am completely thrashed. You can tell. I've started with the Canadian jokes. So I guess if I don't win, it's Canada's fault. I mean, Canada's only a few miles
away. Blame Canada.
But yeah, they're sending mind rays over to sort of retard my writerly brain. But anyway, so tomorrow's going to be a long day. But hopefully...
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully I'll make it. I don't know. Anyway, anything else on your end that you want to talk about on today, the day before the end of all things NaNoWriMo-ish?
No. No, I think that's it.
You just want to get back into your marketing book, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I do.
Dork. All right. Well, I'm going to go sleep. And then when I wake up and finish stumbling around and hopefully not fall down the stairs, then I'll get back to writing.
Okay.
And if I survive the ordeal...
Yeah, don't fall off the stairs.
Yeah, and it's no fun. You know, I don't bounce like I did when I was a kid. Now I break.
Right, and the dogs are really smart, but they can't call 911.
They can't call 911, and there's no cell service out in the backwoods here anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I know that.
So... Anyway, I guess we'll see you guys tomorrow and find out how it went.
Bye.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.